Today's show is brought to you by 3-Day Weekends. Monday's way of saying, it's Tuesday's turn to suck.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Now back to our program.
Good morning.
It's morning.
What's for breakfast?
I want a hamburger.
For breakfast?
Yeah, for breakfast.
Cheeseburger or hamburger?
Personally, I prefer hamburger.
I'm having a mandatory hamburger.
What is it, National
Hamburger Day?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Happy National Hamburger Day.
Hamburger.
All right, let's get cooking.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How in the heck do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find our podcast on the Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Go to our website, radio434.com, and you'll find a link on the Mike Show channel. And that's where you'll click if you need any assistance finding our podcast. And the podcast is just a repack of the live show. We do the live show from 8 to 11-ish, Monday through Friday. Well, except for this week because we were off yesterday for Memorial Day. So we repack all the show segments and we turn them into a full-length podcast each and every day that we're on. And you can go back and you can listen in purple patootie. All right, that's as far back as we've been producing the podcasts. All right, Tuesday edition. I was almost going to say it's the Monday edition. It does really feel like a Monday, but it's not. Tuesday edition. We had a great weekend. Lots and lots of stuff to unpack. Lots and lots of stuff to repack. Oh, yeah, by the way, you can watch our show segments. If you're listening right now, you can watch the show segments on our Facebook Live. That's at The Mike Show VA on Facebook. That handle is good for our Instagram, our YouTube, our Twitter or X or whatever the heck they're calling it. Even MySpace. We don't know how MySpace works, but we're on there. The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. All right. Today's program. Since it's Tuesday, we have Megan Huffman's going to be joining us from Cher Greater Lynchburg, and she brings a guest each and every week. We also, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got the good news. So I've got a story here, and this is out of Sweden, a study. And I don't want to alarm you, especially if you're into ink. But this new study found tattoos might cause cancer. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I don't know. We've got that story, and we'll tell you all about it. Plus, our top list. Top questions to ask yourself before getting a tattoo. All right. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right. I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
we help you land it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Are you concerned about your future? Concerned about your savings? Well, we're here to help. We're Sunset Financial. Our advisors are retired seniors who have the perfect advice to make sure you have money later in life.
Well, I can tell by looking at both of you why you've got money problems. Too many tattoos up and down your arms and legs. Look at mine, USMC. It only takes one tattoo to define yourself. You better get your act together, Mr. and Missy.
Sunset Financial.
You have enough tattoos.
You better get your act together, Mr. and Missy.
the Mike Show. Hi. Two old dudes in the morning.
Yeah.
Hi.
That's us.
Hello. Bill.
Hey.
Decided to stop by.
Just wandered in.
Did you enjoy your time hanging out in the lobby?
Yes, I did. Mr. Sneak in the back door now.
Hey now. Did you get any reading done?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. This is hi. Okay, so I don't want to alarm you.
Okay.
Especially...
Then don't.
Yeah, especially if you are one to enjoy the body art. Okay?
Love the body art.
Yeah.
I actually have a tattoo. Did you know this?
I did not know this.
I do.
What is your tattoo?
It's right here.
Where? You do have a tattoo. And is that your family crest?
It's a Scottish lion in honor of my mother, who was born in Scotland, as you know.
And if it's not Scottish, it's crap. All right. I did not know that.
I know you didn't.
I do not.
I said do not.
Have any tattoos. However, I'm not opposed to them because, you know, Tab has a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And
one on her tail. Ooh.
What?
Nothing.
The one on her tail?
Yeah. Nothing.
I
didn't say that.
Yeah. I especially I'm very, very fond of pretty much all of them. But I personally have not found any image or word or design or anything
that really makes you want
to
do that.
Yeah, that speaks to me. Now that, and I'm not going to copy you, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But that actually is really, really cool.
Thanks, man.
And you know, and the fact that I'm Scottish as well.
Yeah.
I kind of dig
McKendry.
That. But I'm probably not going to go with that particular design or anything, and may not be celebrating my Scottish heritage in ink. Anywho's, let's talk about the Swedes.
Yeah, why not? Good now, segue.
If you didn't already regret that tramp stamp you got on spring break, well, you might after this. A study found that tattoos might cause cancer.
What?
Yeah. According to this, researchers in Sweden looked at 12,000 patients and found people with tattoos had a 21% higher risk of lymphoma. It's a type of blood cancer. They say the ink triggers an immune response, and some of it gets deposited into your lymph nodes. They think the low-grade inflammation from it might be the cause, but they're not exactly sure. They don't expect people to stop getting inked up. They just want to, you know, figure out how to make the ink safer. Mm-hmm. So they're planning more studies to see if it's linked to other types of cancer as well. They found the size of your tattoo might not even matter. People with little ones, tiny little ones, had the same increased risk as people with larger tattoos.
Huh.
Around 2% of all Americans will develop lymphoma at some time in their life. The good news? It's very treatable, usually, if you catch it early. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. So that
now
brings,
I'm kind of depressed.
Well, I mean, and quite frankly, Rob should be a little concerned.
Yeah.
He's
pretty well painted.
Yeah, he really is. Well, anyway, well, with this new study suggesting that tattoos may cause cancer, and you know, these days, what doesn't? And now that you've already got it in your head about getting ink, so allow us to serve some more food for thought.
Okay, let's have
it. It's today's list. It's our top list today. Top questions to ask yourself before getting a tattoo.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Number one. Why am I so proud of my area code? Am I sure this isn't a white supremacist logo? What? Top questions to ask yourself before getting a tattoo. If I want to look like Post Malone, wouldn't it be easier to just stop showering?
Yeah, that would be the easy way.
If I get hepatitis, will it aggravate my gonorrhea? I don't know. Top questions to ask yourself before getting a tattoo. Should it bother me that the tattoo artist has a tremor?
Oh, a tremor.
Yeah, a tremor.
I thought you said trimmer.
No, no.
Like a hedge trimmer. That would bother you, too.
That, too.
A tremor. Okay.
Top questions to ask yourself before getting a tattoo. Do I really want to commemorate prison?
Yeah.
A Chinese character on my forearm makes me interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Sure. Top questions to ask yourself before getting a tattoo. Is Cowboys 2025 Super Bowl champs premature?
Every year it's premature. Every single year it's premature.
Top questions to ask yourself before getting a tattoo. Should I get a snake, a wolf, or just admit I'm going through a midlife crisis and get nothing?
Just go buy a sports
nothing.
Car.
Yes. Yeah, I like that. I love that idea. Top questions to ask yourself before getting a tattoo. Will people think this is a skull or Celine Dion? And top questions to ask yourself before getting a tattoo. Should I wait until after I get the job and put the tattoo that says sit here on my forehead? What?
Yeah, no, yeah, no. Yeah.
So I should wait.
Probably should wait.
Probably.
Probably.
The Mike Show. Today is Tuesday. That feels like a Monday. How was your Memorial Day weekend?
Mine was very nice. We went to a wedding in Richmond on Saturday night and got to spend the night with the kids and grandkids, which was quite delightful. Other than that, not a lot happened.
Cool.
How about you?
Well, we went to the pool. Not the pond, but the pool.
Pond would be good for you.
Yeah,
though.
Pond would be good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, anything right about now. So we went to the pool on Sunday, I think. Yeah, Sunday. Yeah, we didn't go yesterday.
All right.
Just because of the early threats of rain.
Yeah.
And then it cleared up. It was perfectly fine. But we had been there. For at least 3 or 4 hours on Sunday, and you know that kind of takes it out of you.
Yeah,
you know we were
especially if you're sitting out in the sun, it just
we were kind of wiped, and then you know the thought of repacking everything to go to the pool and drag the kids along and get everybody situated and my older daughter came in and Maddie had a play date and then we invited more people over. Yesterday, so it was like, yeah, this is going to be a big old caravan of people to go on up to the pool, and by that time, by the afternoon, like 3 o'clock, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm really not feeling it.
Yeah.
So we went down to Super Rad.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's the arcade bar.
The arcade place. Yeah.
We went down to Super Rad. and just had a blast.
I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, it's all right. If you're around my age, our age,
and you'll
walk into this place and it will immediately transform you back, transport you back to your teen years.
Oh man, it's all those wasted hours.
Well, maybe not. You know, there's a lot to be said for the muscle memory and hand eye coordination and all that kind of stuff.
I guess that's putting a good face on it.
Well,
yeah, sure.
But here's the thing: Galaga was my game. That and Asteroids, but more Galaga.
Oh man,
yeah.
God, I played Asteroids and Pong forever.
Well, Galaga more so than Asteroids. I have the top spot. I have the high score on the Galaga game upstairs because the buttons are much more responsive than the Galaga game downstairs.
Wait, at Super Ad, they have an upstairs and a downstairs?
They have an upstairs and a downstairs.
Like I said, I haven't been there. I didn't know that.
They have the basement area that has games, and this big area that they could put a whole bunch of skee ball in, which they really should. That was my suggestion anyway.
Yeah, skee ball's fun.
Yeah. But, you know, that creates projectiles and, you know, maybe.
Well,
But, yeah, so I introduced... I introduced my older daughter to the game of Galaga, and we played two-player back and forth.
Yeah,
and it was
she love it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And do you remember Crazy Taxi?
No.
All right. So my kids love Crazy Taxi.
Okay.
We have that game on the Xbox. This is we've got a bunch of different game systems, but we have Crazy Taxi on the Xbox, and my kids love it. Absolutely, positively love it. Well, they have a full steering wheel, car, seat, whole nine yards.
Wow.
Crazy Taxi at Super Red.
Wow.
And so my kids were just all over that thing.
That so it was really fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was a neat way to spend a couple of minutes. And and so we had a lot of fun.
Very good.
Went up to the house and we made burgers and hot dogs and kielbasa and just did the typical picnic fare. And that's how we spent the weekend.
That sounds quite lovely.
We actually cleaned though.
You did?
Yeah, we cleaned.
Oh, that's less lovely.
A little bit yesterday morning. They needed it.
I pulled out all kind of old clothes. You know, I don't work anymore, so I pulled out about, I don't know, 10 dress shirts, about 10 sweaters, about 8 pairs of pants, slacks, that I'm just going to take and give to Parkview or somebody. And that just made me feel good, you know?
Well, that's great.
Just getting rid of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I mean, there's no way I need the number of dress shirts I used to think I need.
Yeah. Well, it also frees up your closet too.
Yeah.
There's
for more junk. But I don't need more junk.
I have absolutely, positively, no closet space whatsoever. Tab, of course. I said Tab. She has two big closets.
Yeah.
Now we have no walk-in closets at our place because it's an older building. Now, her closets are cavernous, but they're not walk-in. And she has two big closets. I have one closet, and I have to jam all my stuff into one small closet.
Dude, it's the opposite in our house.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm the terrible one.
Are you?
So, the weird thing about our house, it was built in, like, 1935.
Okay.
But the bedroom, the master bedroom, has three closets.
Huh.
It has a walk-in closet and two little... You know, regular size,
regular
closets.
Yeah.
But
and you took both of them.
I took all three of them. but Terry has a big walk-in closet in the other bedroom.
Huh.
It's a bizarre house for its time.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I mean, she's got a big walk-in closet that comes off the other bedroom.
Huh.
Yeah, we'll have to get you over and I'll show it to you.
I'd love to see
it's
your closet.
It's hard to believe. Yeah.
Bill and
I. There's skeletons in there, though.
Bill and I will be in the closet together.
There are skeletons in there.
Coming up, We've got news and not headline news. We also have Megan Huffman's going to be joining us from Cher, Greater Lynchburg. That's all on the way. And your five random facts, of course. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. The number one Memorial Day destination was Las Vegas, probably because so many people wanted to see that giant sphere. Garth Brooks. A new study says tattoos can increase your cancer risk by 21%. So let's make sure we appreciate Machine Gun Kelly while he's still here. Daily use of weed in the U.S. now exceeds daily alcohol use. So it's official. America has changed into the United States of Colorado. And Morgan Wallen has postponed the opening of his Nashville bar. He's having trouble finding decent throwable chairs. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's Tuesday.
Tuesday all
feels,
day.
It still feels like a Monday.
I know it does. Well, it's holiday weekend.
Yeah. And then, okay, so on top of that, it exacerbates the situation.
You do and you'll clean it up.
It's, you know, you get a 4-day work week, but now you gotta jam all that stuff into 4 days.
Yeah. Well,
at least I do. I mean, you know, because you're retired.
Well, you're a good jammer. Well,
yeah, but I've got so much stuff going on, and I'm juggling so many balls.
You know, nobody wants to hear you whine about a long weekend. I'm sorry.
There's a little bit of whining.
No, but you're not getting any sympathy from our listeners for that.
He's got so much stuff going on.
Sorry, man.
Including on Thursday. Now, we were going to have... let me see. Let me check the calendar here. Let's check the next month, because we only have one more week in this month.
Correct.
Yep.
And Saturday is the 1st of June.
Yeah. So we had Chris Shepherd, musician Chris Shepherd, scheduled.
Love Chris.
He's one half of the duo, and we had him scheduled for this Thursday.
Yeah, Chris is great.
But then, wait, did I say Chris Shepherd?
Yeah, that's what you said.
Oh, that's not what I meant. Okay, so we had Chris. Why do I have him listed twice?
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. There we go. Here it is. We had Chris Hammack scheduled for this Thursday at Three Roads, for our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Happy Hour from 5 to 7. And then Chris had posted something where he's actually playing on Friday this week at Three Roads. And so I'm assuming that Bree booked him without checking the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Happy Hour schedule.
Weird.
It happens. She's new.
She's doing it's fine.
She's doing a really, really good job.
Yeah. Good.
So instead of having Chris Hammack, who's one half of the duo, instead of having him 2 days in a row, I changed it up.
Are you going to have Chris Shepherd?
Yes. So we are going to have, we're going to have Chris Shepherd joining us this Thursday at Three Roads.
You know, Shepherd is in 1776 at Poplar Forest also.
Is he?
Yeah, he's quite good.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in it with him a few years ago. And he does it every year. I think he's, maybe he's Thomas Jefferson.
Is he Thomas Jefferson?
I think he is. He's real good.
Okay. Well, I believe it.
Yeah. No, he's strong.
And as far as musically talented, he's a machine.
He's a good actor, too.
Yeah. So, Chris, what did he play in Winnie the Pooh? He played Eeyore.
He did.
Yeah. And now, let me tell you the rest of the story.
Sorry, I interrupted.
No, it's totally fine.
That's what I do.
So, I looked at one calendar. I have three.
Okay. Did you do the Gregorian calendar?
Yes, and I did the chant.
Yeah.
So I looked at one calendar and realized, oh my God, I don't have anybody booked for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Happy Hour this Thursday. Ah. So I reached out to our good friend Chris Shepherd.
Yeah.
And I asked him if he was available, and he said, he indicated yes.
Good.
And so I booked him.
Good.
Okay. Then I looked at my other calendar and realized that Chris Hammack was already on the calendar for this Thursday.
But now he's Friday.
But then, it was like the social media gods and Meta and all the weirdness.
AI changed it.
Yeah. Well, no, it immediately posted and showed me where Chris Hammack was actually playing, and it was a post that he had just posted.
That he was on Friday.
That he was going to be at Three Roads on Friday.
Ah.
So, and this is after I booked Chris Shepherd.
So that's kismet.
And then I checked my calendar, and then I went back to Chris and said, oh, I'm totally sorry, not this Thursday, next Thursday. And he said, okay, that works too. So I booked him for next Thursday.
Jeez, man.
Then I saw the post, and then I had to go back to Chris Shepherd and ask him if he would do this Thursday instead again.
Bit of a cluster.
And then I had Chris Hammack to move to next Thursday. So I got everything done, though.
Good boy.
And Chris Shepherd asked me how many beers I've already had.
Yeah, fair question.
I said, well, six, but that's
not... But I'm cutting back.
That's not the reason that, you know, I have things...
You have too many calendars.
Oh, I don't have too many calendars, but I put stuff in my Team Up Events calendar, and then so do other people. So, like, Lil D or Sarah could have booked Chris Hammack.
Yeah.
And put and they did the right thing. They put Chris in the team up calendar.
Yeah.
I did not then take that and put it in my phone calendar.
I go answer this phone call. You can babble on if you like. I'll be right back.
I am gonna babble on. All right. Coming up, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in the news. But now there's this. 4 years ago, virtually no one was flying. Things have changed drastically since then. On Friday, the TSA said that it screened, get this, 2.95 million airline passengers. That is a new record for the most ever on a single day. They haven't said how many people flew yesterday. The previous record was 2.91 million, and that was set back in November. The airline industry is anticipating a record summer travel season with an estimated 271 million passengers. 271 million passengers, up 6.3% from last year. In Atlanta, it's the world's biggest, busiest airport. It had their busiest day ever. The Atlanta International Airport broke a travel record on Thursday. 111,000 passengers, crew, and airport employees were screened at security checkpoints. The second busiest day followed on Friday when just under 110,000 were screened. Wow. So, this portion of the broadcast, of course, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be.
Yeah.
We don't know where you go and we don't know what you do and quite frankly, it really isn't any of our damn business, is it?
No, it's not.
But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number one. Basketball legend Bill Walton passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
Bill and his brother Bruce are the only brother combination to have won an NBA title and played in the Super Bowl.
How about that?
In 2010, Bill and his son Luke Walton became the first father and son combo to have each won multiple NBA titles.
Yeah, that's amazing. And Bill Walton in the finals of the NCAAs when he was playing for UCLA shot like 20 of 21. He missed one shot.
It's amazing.
In that finals during that run. He was a tremendous player.
Amazing. Number two, purple Skittles aren't grape in other countries.
What are they?
Well, in England
and
Australia, they're black currant. Currant?
Currant.
Currant?
Currant.
What is that?
A currant is a berry.
Okay.
It's not a grape, but it's like a berry. It's kind of, something like a blueberry.
You learn something new every day here.
Well, that's why you have me.
Number three, the air in a bag of potato chips is actually nitrogen, not oxygen. Apparently, it keeps the chips from going stale.
Well, how about that?
How about that? Number four, Mary Shelley got the idea for Frankenstein from a nightmare.
Do you also say Frederick?
Yes, I do.
Frederick Frankenstein.
She got it from a nightmare?
From a nightmare.
Not surprised.
And number five, there are four state capitals named after presidents. Jackson, Mississippi, Lincoln, Nebraska,
Jefferson City,
Missouri, Madison, Wisconsin, Washington, D.C. is obviously named after a president, too.
Yeah.
And those are your five random
facts.
Those
are good ones.
Yeah. So the Mike Show. Here, let's play the outro, shall we?
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Random facts.
All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
and an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. She's in the square down there. And it feels like, doesn't it feel like the old Hollywood squares?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Paul Lynde. He was the best.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's not why we're here. Megan joins us each and every Tuesday from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, and she typically brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Megan, who are our guests today?
Yes, I'm delighted to be with you today, tuning in from Williamsburg, Virginia. We're here today with Jay and Whitney from Old City Cemetery. They're doing some really amazing things over there, and we're just here to feature some summer programming and events that are coming up soon. So welcome to the program, Jay and Whitney.
Hey, guys. Well, welcome, and thank you so much for taking time this morning. Guys, tell us about Old City Cemetery. I've been there a few times, and oddly enough, we actually packed a picnic and went there. And this was when I first got here. And I'm like, a picnic in a cemetery?
Well, it's very quiet.
Yeah, well, it was very, very quiet. and no one was begging for food except for the occasional squirrel. But Jay and Whitney, thank you so much, and tell us about Old City Cemetery.
Well, thanks for having us, and I guess I'll start on this part. We have 27 acres of historic museums and arboretum, but also we are a cemetery. We have a little over 22,000 people buried here, and our headstones begin in about 1806.
Wow.
When we were established. So we do have Revolutionary War soldiers all the way up to the current wars on Iraq and Afghanistan, soldiers that are buried here. So we're excited to be able to share this property with them and be able to help them out and guide them. But also, like you said, you bringing picnics here is just something that we see every day on our grounds, from co-ops and teaching opportunities to people just coming here to think and be able to have a picnic or educate themselves on some of the stuff that we have going on the property.
Well, it is an absolutely gorgeous piece of property, and we really enjoy it. It's a treasure here.
Oh yeah. It's really like a park.
Yeah.
I mean, just a really beautiful place to go and reflect and walk around. And it's a fantastic addition to Lynchburg, and not an addition, but a wonderful place.
So tell us about some of the programs and upcoming events that you guys have.
So actually our first program coming up is going to be this Saturday, which is a medicinal herb tour, and that's in our medicinal herb garden. And that's an opportunity to learn how to identify them, to learn a little bit about the history and how herbs were used then and how they're still used today. So we have a couple of opportunities for that, the first one being Saturday. And then that leads into next week, we have the 48 States tour coming here. It's Atlas Preservation, and they are the industry lead in old cemetery and headstone preservation, and they're doing a workshop. It's free to the public, open to everyone. It'll be June 5th, so next Wednesday at 9 a.m., and it's a hands-on opportunity to learn how to preserve and restore and clean headstones.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then we understand that you have a bigger event that's coming up in June.
Yeah, June 14th, we are kicking off Lynchburg's Juneteenth festival series. We're excited to have Tony Cam and the Funk Kids come out this year.
Nice.
To join us from 6 p.m. to about 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $10. Get them while you can. They probably won't last. Tony Cam coming out here and doing his thing. We're going to start it a little slow with some jazz and funk, and then I think he's going to get into Tony Cam's norm. If you've seen Tony Cam before, you'll know he knows how to get a crowd going, and we're excited for him to come out. We'll also have vendors, Bistro Brothers, Chef D, Miss Joy with her fabulous treats.
Nice.
We're excited to have them all out, and we plan on having a really great time and having the community come out to see what we have. We're going to have the stage set up and have Tony Cam do his thing.
Nice. And when does that all get kicked off?
It'll get kicked off June 14th at 6 p.m.
Okay, and that's a Friday, I think, right?
It is. It's Friday. We usually do this by kicking it off and celebrating and being able to, you know, have a good time and share history, but, you know, be able to let loose a little bit and show what we're here for.
Jay, where in the cemetery do you set up the stage?
Well, normally it's up towards our shrub garden, but this year we're going to try something a little bit different. We're going to do it most likely near our train station because it has kind of natural amphitheater kind of feel to it. So you could bring out your blankets and, you know, enjoy the side, or you can, you know, set up a chair, bring your own lawn chair, or you can use one of the chairs that we have, and it'll be there'll be an area provided down below with a little shade for all of those that want to come out.
That's great.
It's an absolutely beautiful piece of property, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate it than to have a concert. This is fantastic.
For sure.
Do you need anything? Do you need volunteers for upcoming events? Do you need folks to help out? What do you guys need?
We're always open to volunteers. We could not do what we do here without them. 27 acres and just a few full-time staff members is not enough, obviously.
Yeah.
So definitely, if there are interested volunteers, reach out. There's an easy way to access us on the website. And as far as day of stuff, mostly we want people to come out and enjoy it. And so if you want to do that via volunteering, or if you just want to do it as a guest, then please come. You'd be surprised how many people are on the grounds on a daily basis. And yet how many people in Lynchburg have never heard of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I first moved here, we went out and checked it out, and we've, you know, just made it kind of a routine now. And it's a great place to, you know, do anything from reflecting to, you know, just taking in, you know, something that's going on within the community. It's just really, really cool.
It's a wonderful place. So the herb garden thing on Saturday, will the Grateful Dead be playing?
We can arrange that if you would like.
I was just curious.
I mean, and no pun intended or pun intended, the Grateful Dead. See, it's a cemetery.
Yeah, absolutely. We love our dead here. I will say in June and July, we are also going to do some workshops, some marcotting workshops. And I had no clue what that was, but it's aerial layering. So it's an opportunity to learn how to clone our roses and go home with your very own heirloom rose from our grounds. So there will be more information about that on the website later today, but we're excited about that because our mission here is to educate. That is a portion of our mission, is to educate.
Well, that's so cool.
And of course, everybody looks forward to the candlelight tours in October.
Yep.
That's always a highlight of the year.
Yeah. We started working on that in February.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You can learn more about Old City Cemetery by visiting sharegreaterlynchburg.org. You can find out about, are there still 176 or have we grown?
That's right, 176. And Whitney and I are going to be working on updating all these great things we've talked about on the Share platform by our Thursday newsletter. And you'll see all this written up in newsletter form coming out on Thursday. So you can just click the hyperlinks and get to where you need to go to register or learn more about each of these events that we've talked about today and how to volunteer. So we're grateful that Share Greater Lynchburg is a tool, you know, one-stop shop hub for engagement in our community. And we definitely want to help Old City Cemetery spread the news about all of these wonderful things that they've planned.
Absolutely. And of course, when we say 176, that's the number of nonprofits that have a space on Share Greater Lynchburg. Right. And of all kinds of nonprofits. So it's the place to go if you want to find out anything that's going on with nonprofits in the four surrounding counties and in Lynchburg. A great resource.
Yeah. And if you'd like to volunteer with a particular organization, or if you are looking for a nonprofit organization that kind of goes along with your values, and someplace that you're looking to either spend your time or make a donation or shop for that organization, you can certainly visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org and find all kinds of opportunities and all kinds of ways that you can connect with our community. Megan,
yeah,
is the steward of Share Greater Lynchburg. She's the driving force behind it and around it. And her work is just invaluable.
Yeah, she got it going and keeps it going and is a real force for good with nonprofits in this community.
Well, thank you all. The Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is our hub and our parent organization, and they've really made it possible to have this great resource. I did want to highlight that the top banner has changed to Summer Camps and Youth Programming, because we have consolidated all of our local camps that our nonprofit partners have put onto one page. So if you click that top banner that says Summer Camps and Youth Programs, it'll go to a list of all the different camps happening around our region and places that are really getting kicked off around June 3rd. So originally this was kind of going to be the last week of Lynchburg City Schools, but they gave back a week. So a lot of camps are getting started on June 3rd. So you'll see in our newsletters this week features on different camps that have some spots left. And we want to make sure that our partners are able to, you know, share that and know what's going on. So that's a great resource for you if you're still looking for places for kids and teens to spend some enrichment weeks this summer. We also have a lunch and learn coming up this month or in June. It will be at the Jones Memorial Library, and it will also feature the Pierce Street Gateway. And we're working on finalizing that date. We'll have that up soon for engagement. And we also, for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, will be announcing our Century Fund recipient, which is a $100,000 grant. We'll be announcing all of our spring grants. So about $1 million will be announced in June. All the committees that are involved in that decision-making for those grants and scholarships have been working super hard. And it's all going to be announced probably middle of the month. And so we're really excited about the month ahead.
That is fantastic. So what else are you doing? No, I'm just kidding. That's a lot of work. It really is. So again, visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org or lynchburgfoundation.org for more information. If you are a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, it is free. So get on there and folks can find you a little bit easier and add to the list, 176 and counting. Well, folks, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate it. It is the Mike Show. It's a Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. Now, did we cover everything? Because I usually ask that before I go into the wrap. But we covered everything. We're good?
Thank you all so much.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Whitney.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, it's the audio from viral videos. You'll get the idea. We do this every time. Here we go. Let's play some sounds. In honor of National Hamburger Day, Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger will cost 1 cent for a limited time. Here, check out their promotion.
In honor of National Hamburger Day, Wendy's is offering their Junior Bacon Cheeseburger for just 1 cent. That's right, for a limited time, you can get a...
Customers must have the Wendy's app or use its website in order to take advantage of the deal. Must sign up and give out personal information so Wendy's can taunt you with offers in your email. Limit one burger per customer. Can't combine with any other offer.
Hurry, get yours today. Oh, never mind, they're probably sold out.
Probably. All right, let's see. Man, it was National Hamburger Day all weekend for us. I am hamburgered out. I really am. As good as that sounds. And then Friday, I think it was Friday. And then Friday, yeah, because that was Maddie's last day of school. And of course, what does she want? She wants McDonald's. So I go and we get McDonald's. And so while I'm there, I got a burger there too. I am going to be so backed up. Anyway, let's go to this. The worst way of handling a grease fire in your kitchen. Here, a TikToker puts out a grease fire in the worst possible way. Just to recap, because all you did was hear that. You didn't see the ridiculousness. Okay, she had no idea what to do when her frying pan went up in flames, so she threw water on it, and that caused even more flames. Then she picked it up and began running with it to get it outside. Then she threw it while slipping and falling. Luckily, the fire went out when the pan landed. Okay, so the right way to put out a grease fire is to smother it with a lid. If that doesn't work, use a fire extinguisher or, better yet, a fire blanket. Water causes an explosion carrying grease that's on fire that could result in severe burns, more fire in your house, etc., etc., etc. When you're cooking with greasy. From grease fires to lightning strikes, fans at the Metallica show in Munich last week were treated to a lightning strike just as the band launched into Master of Puppets. Here, listen. Wow. Wow. Let's see. Skip that. We're going to use all those for stupid criminals. Are we going to... Oh, here we go. We talked about this earlier. In five random facts, NBA Hall of Famer Bill Walton died yesterday. He was 71. He had been battling cancer. Bill became a basketball and baseball commentator. He was also a huge fan of the Grateful Dead and often appeared in tie-dye t-shirts. He also had several surgeries on his feet. Here he is with David Letterman. in 2002 talking about them.
This past summer when I had my 31st operation.
Now see, that's what, on your feet?
On my feet, most of them.
That's what I was talking about. That's crazy, isn't it?
When I was lying in the hospital bed, and it's a very serious major operation, 6 months of just laying down there. And my second son, Nathan, who was 24 years old, he came over and sat on the edge of the bed, and he said, "Dad, it's been a long, hard road for you. What are you going to do when your foot finally gets better? What are you going to do when you get up out of this bed?" He said, "Nathan, I am never going to sit down again." So now that we're here in the playoffs, you know, the basketball game has been my life.
All right. Music. There, play that. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Congratulations to the college and high school classes who are graduating. Here's comedian Brian Regan on his attendance at an event.
I went to my nephew's high school graduation. I don't think I've ever been more disappointed in the human species in my life. I'm in the stands. This woman gets on the microphone. She tried. She tried so hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful day here with all these graduates. We're going to ask you in advance to please not applaud or cheer when your individual child or friend is called, because we have way too many graduates. And it would not be fair to the people at the end of the alphabet. We're going to give everybody an opportunity at the end of the ceremony to give a big simultaneous round of applause for everyone. But please, when your individual child or family member is called, please don't applaud at that time. Okay, thank you in advance for understanding. Okay, here we go. Let's get started with our first graduate, Aaron Anderson. Yeah! Aaron! Aaron! Are we the smartest species? We're top of the food chain? I so wish, while he was yelling, that a clamp would have descended from the darkness of the ceiling, like one of those claw games, just right above him, and then just clamped onto his ribs and just pulled him up, a whooping and a hollering, a legs a flailing, just pulled him up into the darkness. I don't want him to die. I just never want to see him again.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get even stupider, if that's even possible, with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Oop, helps if you turn the microphone on. All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. I can't decide if we should consider this a modern American wedding or a throwback to the 1800s. Maybe it's both. There was a wedding reception in Indiana earlier this month where a scuffle broke out. It culminated in the groom firing a gun and shooting a guest in the hand. Indiana State Police responded to a 911 call on May 18 about a possible drunken shooting at a wedding reception. The festivities were winding down and there was an argument between a wedding guest and his wife, who was accusing him of flirting with another guest. Somehow the groom got involved, started fighting the flirter. The gun was pulled, there was a struggle, and the gun fired, hitting yet another male guest in the hand. The groom denies he intentionally pulled the trigger. He told police the gun just went off during, quote, all the rustle and bustle, end quote. Both the groom and the flirting man were arrested. Both were charged with battery and criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon. Sounds like the man who was shot in the hand will be okay. And then there is this. Police in Vermont are looking for a suspect who broke into a house, slept in a bed, ate their food, and then left without taking anything. Here's Vermont State Police Sergeant Max Trenosky talking about the case and how to avoid getting the same exact thing to happen to you.
In this particular case, they had neighbors checking, but it was more of the outside of the house, and you really had to have a keen eye to realize that somebody entered the house. And then using modern technology, this day and age, you can go out and purchase pretty inexpensive surveillance systems.
The world's most arrested man, Henry Earl, died this week at 74 years old. He was arrested, get this, over 1,500 times, mostly for public order offenses. Here is Henry Earl getting sentenced for his 1,000th arrest and the judge deciding to give him 1,000 days of jail just for the occasion.
For your anniversary, we'll give you 1,000 days. Don't you think that's appropriate?
No, sir. It's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time, but you can do it.
No, sir, I can't.
Well, just do the best you can.
No, sir.
Well, we'll see you Thursday. See if you like it then, okay?
Wow. And then an SUV in Los Angeles exploded after the driver lit a cigarette near some propane canisters he had stored inside the vehicle. The man who was living inside the vehicle only suffered minor injuries. Here is the explosion and witnesses.
I just put the key in my door. I heard the explosion. I've heard transformers go off. I've heard, you know, little stuff going off, but this sounded really big.
I found a piece of the car from the explosion from last night. It sounded like something heavy fell on top of the roof.
Sitting on the side, clothes were a little bit shredded. No burn marks.
Wow. A man bought a piece of property in California, sight unseen, at an auction. It ended up being entirely underwater. He paid, literally, it wasn't upside down financially. It was literally underwater. He paid a couple $100,000. Here's the real estate agent, April Jones, talking about the property.
This is unique to me. This is the first time I've come across something like this. I've had some unusual properties in my career, but this was the first. The lagoon area is beautiful. It's peaceful. It's, you know, it's very quiet. It's like having your own little oasis.
Okay, but it's underwater. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 5-year-old boy from New York named Jordan Murata was born without a left hand, but he's way cooler than his friends after he just got a new bionic arm, and it looks like Iron Man's arm. Here he is being surprised with his new arm.
All right, so you can go and open the box. All right.
Let's see what you got, George.
George, open it, buddy. Oh, look. Whoa. Open it.
Oh. What do you think?
Hold it up. That's yours.
That makes sense.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's good.
There it is. That is the good news. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, parting shots. But first, the good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?